This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The British Defense Ministry said Sunday it's in its intelligence update on Ukraine that Russia is suffering extremely heavy casualties, but that their impact is not being felt in the wealthiest cities of Moscow and St. Petersburg. VOA's Steve Karish has the story.
The report said the deaths of soldiers from the eastern regions are at a rate of 30 to 40 times higher than in Moscow. Ethnic minorities are taking the biggest hit. In Astrakhan, for example, about 75% of the casualties are among minority Kazakhs and Tatars. The British ministry said that while Russia continues to look for ways to increase its combat personnel, insulating the better off and more influential elements of Russian society will highly likely remain a major consideration. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine's SBU Security Services on Sunday confirmed the identity of a Ukrainian soldier killed by a hail of bullets in an execution video that went viral. SBU investigators named the soldier as 42-year-old Oleksandr Igorovich Matsyevsky. He was a sniper with the 163rd Battalion of the Territorial Defense Brigade in Chernihiv, northeastern Ukraine. The United Nations Security Council delegation wrapped up a three-day visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo on Sunday, with ambassadors stressing a political solution to end the raging M23 rebel conflict. The M23 has seized swaths of territory in the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu province since re-emerging from dormancy in late 2021. M23 fighters have also advanced in recent days, threatening to cut off all road links to Goma, a city of more than 1 million people on the Rwandan border. This is VOA News. Iran's mission to the United Nations says a breakthrough agreement with Saudi Arabia restoring bilateral relations could help bring a political settlement to Yemen after 9 years of war. That's according to reports from Iranian state media on Sunday. Iran and Saudi Arabia agreed Friday to reestablish diplomatic relations and reopen their embassies. The two nations had been at odds for seven years of tensions that brought the two regional powerhouses to the brink of conflicts on opposite sides of Yemen's civil war. Authorities say at least 8 people died and others are unaccounted for after a pair of migrant smuggling boats flipped over near a San Diego beach in the U.S. state of California. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It's one of the worst boat smuggling accidents off the coast of California.
We've lost 8 souls.
San Diego lifeguard chief James Gartland on KGTV says they spent the early morning hours Sunday searching for possible survivors. After receiving a 911 call from a woman who said that her boat had capsized along with a second vessel. When rescuers arrived, 8 were dead, some 15 others unaccounted for.
We did the best we could to recover people from the water, try and find survivors.
Coast Guard Captain James Spittler says smuggling enterprises lure these migrants into a dangerous trip.
These people are often labor trafficked and sex trafficked when they arrive.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
A suspension of diplomatic ties between Nicaragua and the Vatican has been proposed, according to Nicaragua's foreign ministry, following reports that it had moved toward breaking relations with the Holy See. The brief statement from the foreign ministry made reference to news reports about a rupture while criticizing the media. Iran's foreign minister claims a prisoner swap with the United States is a possibility, though he's offered no evidence to support the claim. He made the remarks Sunday to Iranian state television. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price told AP the remarks are, in his words, a cruel lie. It's a big night for Hollywood. It's the annual Academy Awards. AP's Margie Zaraletta has more.
For the first time since 1961, the red carpet at the Academy Awards is not red. It's champagne-colored. There also will be a roof over it, not just in case of bad weather, but so that it looks like an evening event. While most of the country watch the Oscars at night, celebrities start arriving in Los Angeles at 3 p.m. Oscars host Jimmy Kimmel says he likes the look.
I think the decision to go with a champagne carpet rather than a red carpet shows how confident we are that no blood will be shed.
Speaking of Kimmel, this is his third time hosting the Oscars. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The Chicago River was dyed green on Saturday as part of an annual tradition marking the upcoming St. Patrick's Day holiday on March 17th. Marissa Melton, VOA News.